What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here, as per usual, with
Aaron
and
Victoria.
And we are back on the YouTube, if you couldn't tell, because you're watching it as a video. This is on YouTube, almost certainly, maybe on Facebook, but mostly on YouTube. How does it feel to be back on YouTube and having to talk to a camera?
It's been an adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, on the podcast, I just talk to the ground, so.
That's true.
I gotta remind myself to look at the camera.
Yeah.
Look at all our amazing viewers out there.
I mean, not really, because, like, for the podcast, like, concept, I usually just, like, show up in whatever I'm wearing. I, like, actually had to, like, get ready, and this is me getting ready.
Kind of forever.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Nerdament shirt, as you couldn't tell because of the Nerdament helmet here.
That's so cool.
I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt because I'm me.
He's in the wrong universe. You're in the wrong universe.
Anyway. Well, I'm with her.
No, we're in the same universe.
Yeah. I'm in my own universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the Watcher.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So this is round two.
Yeah, the beginning of round two.
Finally made it through first round.
Yeah, it took a while.
Oh, it takes a long time.
It always does.
So long. But we're here now. So that's all that matters. And we're revisiting our top seeds again. So those top seeds are Palpatine, Yoda, Luke Skywalker, and Ben Solo.
That's my job.
And who are they fighting today, Aaron?
Well, for those of y'all out there,
can't read.
They're fighting Palpatine versus Darth Vitiate, Luke Skywalker versus Shaak-Ti, Yoda versus Kanan Jarrus, Jedi Knight, and Ben Solo versus General Grievous.
Yeah. And just so we don't end up being an hour and a half long here, why don't you say we just jump into it?
Okay.
I need to do my thing.
Oh, Aaron, do your thing.
Those of y'all that have not watched this before, me and Hayden created a 128 seed tournament using characters from Star Wars, including Jedi, Sith, and people that can handle themselves in a fight with Jedi and or Sith.
We've eliminated half of them.
Yes, we have. We're now moving on to round two. We've gotten rid of all of the cannon fodder, basically.
Nobody's.
Yeah, like Darth Malak, you know.
Yeah,
nobody's. So, I've already said the characters today. Shall we just get into it with a clear-cut one?
Do an easy one.
It's Luke Skywalker for Shaak-Ti.
Yeah, the two middle ones. Somehow, our number one seed and our number three seed? Number one and number three probably going to be the closest. Number two and number four are not.
Then you don't know who Kanan Jarrus is.
He's fighting Yoda, my guy.
I understand.
That's Yoda.
Dude, I understand.
Hey, you know what is important? Kanan Jarrus can be as powerful as you want him to be. She's seen Yoda in action, and that's what matters. She's a Yoda head.
What?
Right? You like Yoda.
Okay.
I feel like you're trying to force her.
No, I'm not telling her. I'm asking. You like Yoda, right? You like Yoda.
This feels like a threat.
It's not a threat. You like Yoda.
Yoda is great.
Yoda. Aaron, you get to go first.
Okay. Yeah.
Shaak-Ti.
Yeah, I have Shaak-Ti. She was a Jedi Master in the Order, and she was promoted to the High Council. She took Yaddle's spot after the Phantom Menace.
Aaron's great love.
I thought we downgraded it to Vesti. Why can't we downgrade it to Vesti?
No, because we're back on YouTube, and they only know her as like your
that is true.
Your lady.
Some of the people on YouTube might also just have listened to the podcast. You don't know their life.
I don't know. Yeah. Let us know. Which one do you like better?
Yeah. Do you like not seeing us better?
Yeah. Which I mean, that's fair.
We've heard that before.
Only Aaron has heard that. Okay.
I heard it today.
Me and Hayden have heard that before.
No one ever tells me that. They like me.
Shut up.
So she fought at the
junior. If you like her, go watch her own channel.
Please do. Yeah.
What is the channel?
Plug it.
Victoria Jackson Design. You have to type in design to get me. Because there's another Victoria Jackson.
Mm.
She's not me. It's very obvious.
She owns the Victoria Jackson.
No, she was just very, you know, celebratorial. So anywho.
Celebratorial.
Oh.
Okay.
She fought at the Geonosis Arena and in the subsequent battle. She was chosen as the representative of the Jedi and the Republic on Kamino, overseeing the training of all the clones. Whenever CT-5555, known as Fives, found out about the inhibitor chips and almost uncovered the plot for Order 66, she believed him and got him an audience with Palpatine. That did not go well.
Clearly.
Rest in peace, Fives.
This is Palpatine's dick.
Yeah, had him killed by Fox. Also, rest in peace, Fox's like emotional stability.
I'm glad I get to kill Palpatine later.
Whenever Grievous attacked Coruscant and kidnapped the Chancellor, she was personally sent to protect the Chancellor. As far as canon-wise, she was the only one. In the original 2003 Star Wars show, like skits, she was sent there with three. But as far as we know, she was the only one. Do you mind?
I can't even read your thing.
During Order 66, she was on Kamino as the only known Jedi on an entire planet of the home war of the homeworld of the clones. Mm. She stood no chance.
No.
And
nobody would have, really.
Yeah, no.
That was a rough scenario.
It's the worst place you could possibly be.
Worst place.
Yeah. She has a single blue lightsaber. She's proficient in 2 and 4. The dueling and acrobatic.
That's why she's written in blue.
That makes sense.
Among her feats include, whenever she fought Grievous, he had to use 4 lightsabers at a time, which he only does with the most threatening of fighters. People like Obi-Wan Kenobi and like Asajj Ventress, the ones that really push him.
I'm glad you said that, because I really thought he just liked to whip out all of the
sabers. He mostly fights with 2. If the person's if he considers them an absolute threat, yeah, like that he's in danger, then he'll use all 4.
He'll be using 4 today.
Yes, he will. She used the cannon arm of a aqua droid, which is like a super battle droid, but made for water, you know, as the name implies. She sent a cut an amputated one of those arms and then shot it into the face of another aqua droid like a projectile. I was just always impressed with that. She survived the Geonosis Arena and the battle, which is extremely hard to do among the Jedi. Mm. She has the wisdom and insight to memorize clones' numbers, names, and what they struggled with, and how to help them.
She cares.
She's extremely compassionate.
That's good.
Hey, the protagonist of the original trilogy, yes. Please.
I accidentally hit her.
It's okay. Just read the thing.
Luke Skywalker. We all know who Luke Skywalker is.
Has to fight Luke?
Yeah, we've seen Luke from baby, literally fresh out the womb.
Yes.
To death. Okay.
Mm. Well, yeah. And then he's like now back.
Yeah.
But like.
In between. But young, like the in between.
The in between.
And in the Obi-Wan TV show, he'll be like
as a child.
A younger.
As like a 9-year-old.
Yeah. 9, 10-year-old. But.
So too much Luke is
all I'm going to say, because we all know plenty about Luke, right? He fought Kylo Ren. What was that planet called?
Crait.
On Crait. And it was so believable that he was there, but he wasn't actually there. Spoiler alert. In case you haven't seen The Last Jedi.
It's been 5 years now.
By this point, he was not actually on that planet.
Yeah.
He was projecting himself across the universe,
yeah,
to have a lightsaber battle with his former apprentice, in which he saw his own sister, and she thought it was him as well. That's how strong his vision was. But it fooled pretty much everybody. Not pretty much. It fooled everybody.
Including droids.
Including droids.
Droids?
Droids.
C-3PO said hi to him.
Yeah, exactly. It fooled everybody. So, my proposal for this fight is that Luke isn't even there.
What?
Alright. He would have to lose this fight twice. That's my proposal for this.
Once against the projection of himself?
Yeah, his projection would have to lose. Which he can still use force powers when he's being projected.
Hmm.
And he's obviously one of the greatest, most powerful Jedi of all time. His greatest power is actually not his force abilities or his lightsaber's abilities. It's his will. Which is why his projection was so strong, by the way, was his willpower. But his force projection would have to lose, and then it would be actual Luke Skywalker. And we know what actual Luke Skywalker looks like when he's in battle. Just think of him completely wrecking shop on those Vader droids in Mandalorian.
Death Troopers? Not Death Troopers.
You like the you know
Dark Troopers.
About. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Just like where everybody was having mad issues with those dudes. Mm. And then he showed up and went full like Darth Vader hallway on the Rebels.
The Rogue One scene.
Yes. Hey, something about the Skywalkers, man. Just being able
Maul also to had one too.
Destroy. Yeah, Maul's was different because he didn't have a lightsaber.
No.
He, so that made it different.
Like decapitated.
Yes. But Luke would have panels. To lose this fight twice because his projection is strong enough to fight Shaak-Ti and then his actual Luke Skywalker after that if she manages to defeat a projection, in which I don't know how you do that. You have to defeat it by like cutting off the Force, and she's not strong enough in the Force to do that.
Or outlasting. Or that takes a lot of power out of Luke. Or she can outlast Luke until he gets too tired to hold it.
Yeah, but then it's actual Luke Skywalker now.
But he's now tired.
Luke. I don't think he would approach this fight like this.
He's not across. I'm just saying this is just one thing.
No, he's just trying to double up.
It's to prove how strong he is.
He's setting up a contingency first.
Yes.
Would Luke one-on-one lose to Shaak-Ti? No way. No way. Especially after defeating Darth Vader and defeating Palpatine in a battle of will. Right? Because it's... Falling to the dark side is really easy, people. And Luke managed to not do that for years. And he was tempted, man. He was tempted because everybody's tempted. And we can just look at the list of the amount of people who have fallen.
That's
and were tempted.
Roughly 32 of them.
And it was more than that.
Because we have other dark side people as well.
So I feel like there's more dark side or Sith users or like Force users in there.
Yeah. But there are 32 Sith.
Yeah.
And then extra dark side users.
I don't think Shaak-Ti has what it takes. I like Shaak-Ti. I had her last time. I got her here. I think this is it.
I got her here.
This is not how I would have done
it. I don't think she can stand a chance. I'm trying to move on quick because there are some longer ones we're gonna have later.
Okay. Are you done?
Do I need to go on?
I mean if you're cool with being done.
Okay. I guess I'm done. Let me see. Hold on. Also the Grandmaster of the Jedi. Yeah.
Do you have any questions or anything?
No. Do you have anything that you would like to say?
Not pro Shaak-Ti.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and close out this fight. Luke wins.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
The way I would have gone about this is what we're doing in the High Republic. Is that they're not... Shaak-Ti stayed on Kamino training people the entire time.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have a lot of...
She was not... She only saw one battle.
That's also true. Luke's been fighting
for a while.
He's doing like... He was thrown in the deep end.
All kinds of fighting. I'm going to write his name on the list now because we can do that on TV.
Okay.
All right, Aaron, who are we going next?
I think that we should do... Grievous versus Ben Solo next.
That's a mistake. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm about to beat his fucking ass.
I'm excited.
Go.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm
just excited to learn more about Ben Solo.
I had General Grievous. I had him last week, in case you didn't want... We actually got shouted out on Twitter for our coverage of General Grievous last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thank you. That's the first time anybody's complimented my... research, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal for him. No one compliments his research. Look.
Those are two different people. For those of you at home, I don't know, this is what mine normally look like. It's like two per page, about half a page each. Now, this is Vitiate, so we'll talk about Vitiate later. But he has a full page.
Please comment down below and give Hayden some type of praise for doing his job.
I just want to feel nice. Okay. We forgot to mention the last matchup was number 4 versus number 61. Thanks.
You said you wanted a thumbs up.
I appreciate that. I mean, it means a lot. This one is number 3 versus number 67.
Hayden, you're first.
Yeah, I have number 67, General Grievous. And we have a... cyborg Jedi killing machine. He is trained and skilled in all types of lightsaber combat by what's his name?
Count Dooku.
I remember his name. Or Sauron.
Yes. Or any. He's been in so many movies.
An actual living
Christopher Lee.
What was a special forces soldier?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I would like to first start off by saying that Ben is a practitioner of Form 5. I looked it up just to be sure. That's what the internet said. What form does he fight, Aaron?
It's unknown. It's believed that he uses Form 7. It's believed that he uses a variance of Form 5 and Form 7.
Why are you looking at me?
Is that Kylo or is that Ben?
Both.
No, because there's a difference. They fought differently.
I'll get further into this when we get there.
They fought differently. Okay. I would also like to point out that we do not see nearly as much Ben as we see Kylo, which is a shame.
We see about roughly amount of Ben as we see Grievous.
No, because Grievous was in like all of those other
in live games. Action.
Why would you want to see Grievous in live action? We went over this last week. He looks terrifying.
He does, yeah.
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 Which is actually part of the reason he's going to win. And I'll get there in a second.
Okay.
Okay.
This dude was trained by Snoke.
Okay. Snoke was a clone of Plagueis, in all likelihood. Yes, which I know likely. That's what you believe as
that,
well.
That is what I believe, yes.
Remember how we feel about Plagueis on this podcast, Aaron?
Plagueis himself wasn't the soul.
Plagueis is junk. Plagueis is a waste of time.
Yeah, Plagueis is dead.
Yeah, he's a waste of time. That's why he's not here anymore.
That was Palpatine in Plagueis' body, basically.
Don't say it like that. That's weird.
He was the soul inside of Snoke.
Like the ghost in the machine.
Yes.
Anyways, Plagueis is not here. I do not like Plagueis on the podcast. Not a fan of the podcast.
Where they started. Just go.
Okay. Ben fights in Form 5, according to the internet. Form 5 is reliant on big strokes and brute strength. That's what the internet said. I used the same sources you did.
Did you?
Just go okay. on.
But the problem with Kylo is that he kind of stopped training in lightsaber combat for a while.
This isn't Kylo.
Ben was Kylo for a long time. Did Ben train as a Jedi in the lightsaber arts while Kylo was in existence?
Mm.
No.
Actually, you have no idea.
Oh my god.
You have no idea if Grievous continued training.
He was a cyborg. He didn't even need to continue to train.
Dude, that is complete conjecture on whether taking a guess at a thing you don't know don't have any proof
Grievous
of that
is
guess.
Possibly the best Jedi killer that's not an ancient Sith in Star Wars.
And my guy.
According to the Jedi Council, he killed. This is before he became an issue during the Clone Wars.
Mm.
He had already killed hundreds of Jedi.
Mm.
Hundreds. He knows what he's doing.
Mm.
Don't do that in your microphone. Making it weird. All right, he knows what he was doing, okay? There's no way someone with a lightsaber skill of Ben could best him in a duel. There's no way. No, no. Look at the way that Kylo fights and Ben when he has the lightsaber. There's no way he could best him in a lightsaber duel. I don't even know why I'm talking to you. There's no way that Ben could beat Grievous in a lightsaber duel. Grievous, who's the best duelist on this list?
Probably Obi-Wan or Anakin.
Who's the best duelist on this list?
I'm going to go with Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Grievous and Obi-Wan fought all the time.
You're also forgetting the
and
fact
Obi-Wan,
that...
Obi-Wan... I am not done, sir.
You're forgetting the
I
fact...
I am not done,
Obi-Wan's
sir.
Obi-Wan's form does not require him to attack. It's based on him not attacking, so if...
Regardless, Obi-Wan is the reason that Grievous is dead. But he did not die in a lightsaber duel.
Mm.
He got shot in the chest.
Several times.
Yes. But he also got shot in the chest because, like, Obi-Wan got close enough to, like, rip open his chest plate.
Obi-Wan's not the only one to defeat Grievous. He's far from the only one.
He's the only one to kill him.
Well, one of them
can... We fight to the death here, dude.
It feels like you're kind of ignoring the fact of the time Grievous came closest to death before Obi-Wan shot him in the chest several times. Do you know who almost killed Grievous, Hayden?
Who, Aaron?
General Tarples. For Victoria, that's the Gungan general. From Phantom Menace, stabbed him through the chest with a up the chest and out the neck,
mm-hmm.
In a lightsaber electro staff duel. So Grievous got...
How did that fight end?
With Grievous completely incapacitated.
No, it did not.
Okay, Juan, if you're going to go down that road, General Tarples died in that fight. General Tarples went into that fight knowing that he would die. Knowing to die. He put himself in a position for Grievous to pull him close and stab him so that he could incapacitate Grievous. But, and on the other side of this, Grievous has been defeated several times by several Jedi. Obi-Wan never, he beat him statistically in a fight. But he never decisively beat him in a fight because that's offensive is not his thing. And Grievous is just kind of, he forced Grievous on the offensive until he practically beated him.
Okay.
Beat him. Now on the other side of this, Kit Fisto beat Grievous. Plo Koon, Adigalia beat Grievous. Several people have beat Grievous. He's far from invincible.
I never said he was invincible. I just said he was going to win. Mm. I haven't even gotten to that part yet. Okay.
Get to the part.
I'm trying to.
No, you aren't.
Okay.
Taking forever.
So the fight that Aaron just interrupted me with, the Tarple one?
Yes.
In a duel? Because neither of those could use the Force. So if we were to say a fight where it was just a duel between Ben and Tarple, who would win?
Between Ben and Tarple?
Yeah.
Ben.
No. No, there's no way. Tarple was a warrior who had trained for years and years and years.
So is Ben.
Ben, his training clearly, we saw in the movies, his training was not up to snuff when he was on the dark side. Okay, his lightsaber training? How do you get good at dueling? How do you get good at dueling?
He was Ben.
In real life, how do you get good at dueling?
Ben has been trained since he was 10 for his entire life.
How do you get good at dueling?
I don't know. Ask Aaron.
I'm trying to, but he's ignoring me.
No, he's not. Because
he knows the answer.
By genuine instruction between a lightsaber
genuine
duelist.
Instruction. Okay, but that
genuine
is only,
instruction is Luke Skywalker.
That is only so far. You have to fight people who can fight on your level to get better, right?
Which he fought with Padawan. He fought with the other
yes,
Padawans at
other
this
Padawans.
School.
Other Padawans. What happens to a Padawan when he fights General Grievous?
Okay, if you're going to go...
They get yoinked.
If you're going to go on that side, Hayden... then General Tarple, how many times did he even fight a lightsaber? This doesn't even matter. General Tarple doesn't even matter, Hayden.
Well, you tried to argue, that was your argument.
Not if you're going to try to pull Tarples on Ben, that doesn't matter. Tarples did fight Grievous, and he won. Tarples also never even fought a lightsaber opponent before.
He's fought people with staff, though.
He's fought droids with an electro staff.
He was a general long before the invasion of Naboo, and you know that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Tarples is a badass. This is common. We all know this. Tarples is a badass. Okay? And Tarples is the guy who was, like, the leader of the Gungans.
Yeah. But he
during
is
the
he,
battle against the droids. The is one he, that had, like, the mustache thing. Yeah.
Is he to the same level as Grievous and Ben Solo?
Probably
one of them
not.
Was trained by a Sith Lord. The other one was trained by a Sith Lord in a clone body and then faced down the most powerful Sith of all time.
And got down a hole. You remember that part?
What happens with Grievous when someone uses the Force on him?
I'll explain. So, Grievous, by the time he fought Obi-Wan, how much did Obi-Wan use the Force on him?
Every decisive blow against right. Grievous was the Force.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Except for the times where he cut his hands off, yeah.
Cut his hands off with lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
He did not use the Force to defeat him, to kill him. He did not use the Force. He used his actual strength. Did he not?
You're forgetting about the part where he disarmed both. He cut off two of his arms, and then he force-pushed him into a massive air conditioning vent that caused Grievous to drop his other lightsaber.
Did he do anything other than force-push him?
Well, I mean, didn't
need
to after that.
Did he do anything other than force-push him?
Yeah. He did not need to after that.
Okay, so because of his extensive, like...
Obi-Wan's also primarily a duelist. Over Force abilities.
So you just said that he's primarily a duelist, right?
Obi-Wan.
How long was that fight? I'm against a guy who apparently is not that good at that lightsaber dueling, according to you.
I'd never even said that.
How many times did he fight Obi-Wan? The best duelist, who we both agree, or all three agree, how many times did they fight?
Four.
They fought multiple times. How many times was Grievous straight defeated?
Once. But how many times did Grievous statistically beat Obi-Wan? Maybe once. Like once? A half.
We talked about this last week. The Grievous regularly takes on more than five Jedi at once and still wins. You remember the part where he grabbed what's her name canon. By the throat and then threw her into the
that's into not the canon rock? Anymore. That's a questionable canon.
I just want you to be taking in all of this information that I am saying, okay?
Okay.
Because of his extensive modifications, because he's a cyborg, he has almost effectively cut himself off from the Force.
Grievous?
Yes.
He never had any... He did not have a not strong because, Force connection anyway.
Not because
anyway.
He could use the Force, but because the Force did not recognize him.
That's a lie.
That's canon. It's canon. Look it up.
It's like Darth Bane blocking raindrops.
I did it today. I looked it up today. That is canon. It's canon. You know what else I looked up? A poll. Which I know what that means to these people on this podcast.
That is not valid.
A poll of people online.
We don't accept that.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Grievous won.
Do we cut out the poll, please?
That's all I'm going to say.
Because this doesn't...
What poll did you... Okay. Actually, no. I'm not even going to entertain your poll.
But then, like I said, Ben fights with 4 and 5, according to the internet, the same sources that Aaron uses. That's based off of strength and speed. We talked about last week that Grievous is extremely fast. You can see him scuttling around all the time. He's really fast. He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Right? And he's a robot. His strength is there. He has immense strength. That's how he defeats a lot of people, is because he's so big, he's so fast, and he's so strong that they just can't overwhelm him. And then he knows every single lightsaber combat form and has killed hundreds of Jedi. This is a Jedi who stopped being a Jedi for
to be a
10
Sith.
Years.
To be a Knight
he was
of,
not a Sith.
The Knight of Ren. The lead Knight of Ren.
He stopped being a Jedi for 10 years. His Jedi training stopped. His lightsaber dueling did not get any better.
No, it did not.
It did not get any
that
better.
That is a lie, and you know it.
Who did he fight that had a lightsaber that's not Rey?
If he was trained by anybody, he'd probably be trained by one, Snoke.
Look at the difficulty he had against...
The Praetorian Guard would have been one, because they have lightsaber
crews. We won't talk about those. Look at the Knight of Ren is another. He had against the Knights of Ren and...
You mean easily killing
and
them?
And the Praetorian Guards. Praetorian Guards.
You mean easily
look
killing
at
them?
The battle against the Praetorian Guards took far too long for those two people who were supposedly the most powerful force.
The Praetorian Guards were also the most well-trained group.
He's a well-trained robot.
Okay, pause this conversation because Aaron hasn't even gotten a chance to even present Ben at all. Okay, this is an argument that can take place after Aaron finishes. Okay, because we listened to you talk about Grievous. So let's listen to him talk about Ben, and then we can revisit whatever you guys want to yell at each other after.
So I have Ben Solo, the son of Leia Organa and Han Solo, and heir to the Skywalker bloodline, which is one of the most powerful bloodlines in existence. That and the Palpatine bloodline. He joined Luke's Jedi Order at age of 10, and the same year that Rey Skywalker was born. And in that time, whenever she was born, he and Rey were created as a dyad in the Force, which made she was a Palpatine, he was a Skywalker. The fact that that both made them individually powerful, the dyad in the Force increased their power and gave them certain abilities, which some of those abilities, like matter displacement, the visions and stuff, that's not really going to help in the fight. But the power of a dyad, said by Palpatine himself, was a power like life itself. Which, the Force is seen to be the creator of life in Star Wars. So that's a very, very big deal. Slowly he was corrupt. Slowly, Sidious reached into his mind and slowly corrupted him through the guise of Snoke and Darth Vader. And he was Ben was trained and easily the most powerful among his Padawan, among the other Padawans and people in the Jedi Order under Luke. And a moment of doubt and weakness for Luke, a misunderstanding occurred that led to the destruction of the Jedi Order as Ben Solo, without any dark side training, killed all of the other members of the Jedi Order except for Luke Skywalker, who was incapacitated. This earned him the title of Jedi Killer, which I just thought that was cool that this matchup is Jedi Killer versus Jedi Killer.
That's fun.
You're clearly having fun. Years later, after his stint after taking over the Knights of Ren, and then serving as their leader and being trained under Snoke, which is being trained under Sidious himself, Leia was able to reach out and finally turn him back to the light. And he was able to discard the guise of Kylo Ren with help from Han's memory. He confronted the Knights of Ren and killed them, and then went to help Rey and stood against Emperor Palpatine himself. He was heavily injured in a fall, and his last act was to transfer his life to Rey to resurrect her. And then he became one with the Force. Without training, I should say. Now, as I said, he's five and seven, and I should mention here, he is more powerful as Kylo Ren, but in discarding the dark side, you discard the power, the temptation of the power that has been gnawing at you and taking you apart, making you more powerful in the Force. You do not forfeit your skill with a lightsaber.
He didn't have much skill with a lightsaber to begin with.
He was the best duelist in the galaxy at the time.
At the time? Who else was in the galaxy at the time?
Luke Skywalker.
Everybody thought he was dead, and nobody could find him.
Okay.
Who won that fight, Aaron? Because they did fight. Who won that fight between Luke Skywalker and Ben Solo?
The duel? It was a stalemate.
It was not.
Because it barely happened.
He didn't even touch him. Kylo didn't even touch him.
It barely even happened. It was a distraction. It wasn't meant to be
a
duel.
Luke was playing with him. If Luke wanted to beat him, he would have curb-stomped Kylo. Kylo was weak. He was, and you know that.
No, absolutely not.
He was weak.
He's literally the heir to the Skywalker.
I'm not talking about his abilities. I'm talking about his mind. This guy's a robot. Who only knows killing things.
So, going on here, he easily defeated Knights of Ren. Hayden likes to down on the Knights of Ren off screen sometimes.
Yeah. Well, on the screen, they never did anything. So,
The Knights of Ren is a different force worshipping cult that Dark Side aligned. They were all force sensitive warriors that were heavily trained in different capacities, including blasters and using Beskar weapons. One of them had a Beskar axe, I think. And he won was the highest one of them, but they were also the highest elites of the First Order. And once he got his hand on a lightsaber, he was able to kill them immediately, pretty much. But without a lightsaber, he was also able to hold off against them for a considerable amount of time.
Until they started beating him.
So anyway,
they did.
After he survived that massive fall, it is, shown in the novel that most of his body broke during that fall, and he was able to climb back up to the top and still have enough energy to resurrect Rey, though it was his last act. He beat four Praetorian guards while being attacked at once, which, if you'll remember, four Praetorian guards happens to line pretty much with fighting four lightsabers, because it's four weapons on one person. Including disarming one of the Praetorian guards and using it as Jarkai with two lightsabers, essentially. So Hayden likes to down on Kylo Ren's ability as a duelist.
I have extensively.
Yeah, well, a lot today. Which, in my opinion, is completely unbased. Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, whenever he was a Padawan, only knew one type of way of fighting with a lightsaber. Also, he kept it up here. That's why he, like, pulled it out like that in Rise of Skywalker. He only knew like the standard way to fight with it and probably was getting trained in Form 5. While as Kylo Ren, he presumably learned Form 7 because it's observable him using Form 7. And he also learned the reverse grip that Ahsoka uses and would use that intermittently. And he also learned Jarkai to use two lightsabers at once.
As Kylo Ren?
As I once again stated...
As Kylo Ren?
No, shut up. As I once again stated...
He said this earlier. He's not talking about Kylo Ren. He's talking about Ben Solo.
Did you listen to anything else I said?
But you also said that he learned Form 7 and Jarkai as Kylo Ren. So those don't count.
When throwing a lightsaber off of the Death Star ruins...
Ben, did you see Ben do that?
When he threw the lightsaber off the Death Star ruins, he did not forget how to do Form 7.
Did you see Ben Solo use Form 7 or Jarkai?
He didn't have a lightsaber.
We have established on this podcast that they are not the same person. That's why they're both here. Kylo Ren is a different thing than Ben Solo.
Hayden. A thing about the training under Kylo Ren. He does not have the power of Kylo Ren. That I'm not arguing with that. But he does have the training and the skill in it with a lightsaber of Kylo Ren. Because Ben Solo, when we do see Ben Solo, he still had that knowledge of how to fight in that.
When we saw Ben Solo, he, without a lightsaber, was useless against the Knights of Ren. With a lightsaber, got pushed down a well, broke his entire body, came back to life, or crawled back up, and brought Rey back to life. Which is a whole thing. But that's Force powers, which I've already covered.
Except you haven't covered one thing. General Grievous, whenever he kills Jedi, if you look at the Jedi he has killed and has definitively defeated, they were not very strong in the Force comparatively. If you take a look at the Jedi who were strong in the Force that he fought like, Plo Koon and lost. He fought Kit Fisto and lost.
He also defeated Kit Fisto, remember?
No, that's the same fight.
I have a thing. I have a list.
Dude, that was not... He did not win that.
Bring the list back out? I'll bring the list back out.
The fight Hayden's talking about with Kit Fisto...
Kit Fisto
while actually he was did injured, defeat him.
While Grievous was injured...
That's also not
He defeated true. Kit Fisto while Grievous was
You're injured. Talking about the episode Lair of Grievous from Clone Wars.
We agreed last week that this happened.
Because there was no need to debate it. Anyway, the force abilities.
What's happening right now?
The force abilities being used on Grievous. Grievous can still be infected by the Force. That is blatantly obvious from the fact that he gets pushed around a lot. Now he does not.
He just gets pushed though.
He does not.
If they
fight.
Really wanted to. Plo Koon is mad powerful with the Force. Did he take him apart? Which he could, because he's a cyborg. You can keep the living parts in there and him still be alive. Just take his legs off. He could have done that. Did he do that?
That's not relevant. Plo Koon, no. That part is not relevant to this argument.
Plo Koon used Force Lightning as a Jedi.
That's Legends also.
He used Force Lightning as a Jedi.
That is Legends and not canon. So
we're
anyway.
Not even talking about Plo Koon.
Grievous does not do well against people who are strong in the Force. There's a clear reason for that. It's that he doesn't know how to use the Force.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't need to. All happens is he gets thrown around.
Now. And it
you
is
know who
also...
else gets thrown around?
Shut
Ben
up.
Solo.
Now, with Grievous getting thrown around, he also loses control of his lightsabers, which disarms
Just
Grievous.
Any of his other
okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Because this will help in this situation. So, in what, like... time period are we allowing Ben Solo? Because I feel like Hayden doesn't want to include Ben Solo from when after.
Well, he was only Ben Solo for like a day before he died.
Still, he was still Ben Solo.
And I have countered all of the things that he did on... What was that planet called?
Exegol.
I have countered all of that stuff. I have.
Argument by volume.
No lightsaber, he's useless. With lightsaber, gets thrown down well. That's all that happened.
Except you're forgetting the fact that with lightsaber...
He shot a guy.
With lightsaber, he easily murdered the most elite members.
Who didn't have lightsabers? Literally, you can see it in their face. Their body language changed when he pulled out the lightsaber.
Because of they where changed, did you pull that
and they're out? They're like, oh no, he has a lightsaber. We don't have one of those.
Where'd you get that?
If they had lightsabers, he would have been dead.
No. No.
He was getting beat at that time, Aaron.
No.
Yes, he was. Go back and rewatch the movie. He was getting beat at that time.
The Knights of Ren did actually. They had Beskar and blasters, which, as you remember, as you may recall, with the Mandalorian, they are lightsaber resistant. The thing that set them off was the fact that. Where'd you get that? Is that's what went through their mind? Basically, what Hayden's kind of afraid of here is the Knights of Ren are essentially Grievous.
They are not, of the first. They are order. Not essentially Grievous. They're not 7 foot tall Jedi killing machines.
Yeah. I should also mention here,
all forms of lightsaber combat.
Victoria, I should also mention when we're talking about the willpower of Ben Solo, we've talked about him being all broken, and climbing back up and being able to give his life away. Grievous, on the other hand, is notoriously used in one word that sums him up completely. He is a coward.
Yeah.
If he starts to lose. He
can't leave.
If he starts to see that he's outmatched by the sheer power of a Skywalker.
Last year once.
Of a Skywalker with the. Twice. Of the sheer power of a Skywalker who is also part of a dyad in the Force. Ben Solo is one of the most powerful beings to ever exist.
Grievous don't even know what the dyad in the Force means.
Yes. But if Grievous even thinks that he's going to. If he's going that there's a chance he may lose, he's going to run. And even if he does not leave the arena, a fleeing enemy does not win because they completely got rid of their defenses.
It doesn't matter. He can best him in a duel. We've been over this.
Except,
the duelists in Jedi Order back then were far superior to anybody at this point in dueling. Now, Rey and Ben were stronger in the Force, but I've covered that. I've covered that already.
You haven't.
I have! I have covered that. You talk about the Knights of Ren, like they are Asajj Ventress and General Grievous, who General Grievous defeated. Asajj Ventress in a fight.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Asajj Ventress disarmed Grievous and injured Grievous, and then Grievous had Joyce shoot on her. I actually did state that last
okay,
time.
I'm going to intercept because I feel like this could go on for a very long time. Okay?
And it probably will, just off
and the camera. And it probably will. Okay, I apologize in advance for anyone's feelings that I hurt, okay? But to conclude this fight, I think that the best thing to do is to cut the timeline of Ben Solo. So we're not including anymore the timeline of him with Rey. We're stopping it at when before he turned to the dark side.
Okay? So 14-year-old him.
We're stopping
before
it
for the last
at,
day.
Hate it. Okay. Shut up. All right, both of you. Shut up. Okay, we are stopping it there because that is the best way to come and determine this. Because he was Ben Solo for a day, and I totally understand where you're coming from, Aaron. But I think it's just best to cut it that way because we do still have Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren can still show like everything that he can do and give all the power. And that's including all the Skywalker power as well. Okay, so we're going to cut it there. Okay, Grievous is going to win this fight. And we're going to move forward.
Kylo fights Qui-Gon Jinn in the first round.
Yeah, if you make him a literal child, then yeah, he would lose.
Well, he did, so.
If you use adult him, then he won it.
We'll find out, I guess, later on.
Shall we go ahead and move on to
because for the majority of his adult life,
we are moving on.
Different person.
Yoda versus Kanan Jarrus.
I have Yoda. Wait, you want to go first? You go.
I have the OC.
Yeah. This is number 2 versus number 66.
Okay, so I have Caleb Doom, also known as Kanan Jarrus. If you recall from the last time we brought up with him, he is the one of the main characters in Star Wars Rebels, trained by Depa Balaba, who was in turn trained by Mace Windu. And he survived Order 66 due to Depa's sacrifice. Made a ton of bad decisions.
Did we have Depa Balaba?
Yes. I can't remember where she was.
keep going.
And anyway, he met with the rebels and helped the Rebel Alliance. He was blinded by Darth Maul and learned to see a lot, kind of like Daredevil. And Toph from Avatar and Chiru, they're the same kind of general, they're the same trope of the blind character who outclasses everybody. He was trained to see by Bindu, who I should once again say is the embodiment of the Force itself, the neutral part of the Force itself.
Depo Balava lost to Bosk.
Okay. He helped the rebels against people like Darth Maul himself, Grand Admiral Thrawn, the best mind in the Empire, the Mandalorian Wars. Helped free Lothal, sacrificed himself, and was so strong in the Force he became a Loth Wolf, which is not it's unprecedented that that happens.
It's a Force being.
Yes,
sit
he
down. Sit down.
He mostly uses Form 3. He has a little bit of Form 4 in there, but Form 3 is also very defensive and it works very well against fast attacks. He also has the standard Jedi ability, but he also knew how to use Force Freeze to free, like Kylo Ren, to freeze someone in place. He also has a blaster on him at all times to use versatility. It's noted that he perceives the world in slow motion. And he, let's see, where should I go with this? After he was blinded by Darth Maul, before he was trying, like, literally minutes, like, the burn was still cut, was still fresh. And, like, it had nothing. It was, yeah, it was still fresh. He was able to defeat Darth Maul in 2 seconds by outmaneuvering him and then throwing him off a pyramid. He was also able to defeat several Inquisitors and fought them several times throughout his life. Much like Luke Skywalker, he and Ezra learned through fire. And through thrown into the deep end, pretty much.
Trial by fire.
Yeah. Through constant contact with lightsaber duels.
Cal Kestis.
Yes, also like Cal. Cal Kestis and Kanan Jarrus kind of had the similar situations. So Kanan Jarrus kind of becomes... Between Cal Kestis and Kanan Jarrus is more like... It would fit better for Kanan to be a Grandmaster. He also fought Darth Vader with Ezra and was able to hold it off long. Both of them were able to hold him off long enough to escape.
And to fight him together.
To escape without injury. And he's also responsible for defeating the Grand Inquisitor, the only valid Inquisitor. and whenever he defeated the Grand Inquisitor, that was after hours of being tortured. He also did it in the big. He also did it in the like. No one else. It's like okay. He did it in a really funny way. He had Ezra's lightsaber and his own, and Cal Kestis didn't think of this either. But the Inquisitors have a big weakness because they keep holding it out like this, and then it spins and all that. And it's supposed to be like a big block, and like they're not supposed. Nobody's supposed to know what to do with it. Kanan just like right into the ring, the gaps right here, so just stuck them in and just and cut the blade out in half.
Kind of an obvious
It's an obvious thing, and then that's the only time anybody does it.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Should have happened
all of the time.
Is that it?
Might as well.
All right, I have the ketamine frog. Yoda, our number two seed. Mm-hmm. We all know Yoda.
Yes, we do.
A little friendly frog. That would make him Kanan Jarrus' master's master, I believe.
Did he personally train
Mace? Did he come from the Mace Windu tree?
Yeah,
Mace was
personally trained by Yoda.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know this, so the only things I wrote down about Yoda were things that I didn't know. So apparently when he was an up and coming Jedi, he was an apprentice
with like,
yeah, when he had a mane of hair,
right? when he had your hair color.
Yeah. When he was just like, he had the hair and it was like flowing and he walked around like doing that the whole time.
Like Fabio.
Yeah. He was like, okay. Right. He went and found a planet that some have debated was Dagobah at that time. and he meditated for 100 years.
Okay. Okay.
To in-tune himself with the Force. All right, and then he came back. Remember, he was an apprentice. He came back, presented himself to the Jedi Council, and they immediately made him a Jedi Council member.
Do you think they kind of like saw him come back and just like, you're still Yoda? You're still alive. Dude, we don't even need, we have another one of your,
yeah,
we have,
it's like Yaddle.
We have a baby Yaddle here.
Yeah, but he comes back and they're like, they're so impressed with not only his Force abilities, because we all know how Yoda be in the Force.
This is true.
He be forcing. And then his lightsaber abilities, which we saw in full, like, all its glory against Palpatine, who is no slouch, as we'll find out later.
Listen, quote him on that.
You can say all of that stuff about Palpatine, I will still kick his ass.
Okay, this is not that fight. Moving on.
But Yoda, I still maintain that Yoda would have won that fight.
It was stalemated. It was pretty. It was the clearest stalemate I've ever seen.
Palpatine had the face.
So did Yoda.
But Palpatine had the face of like.
That was.
You know how he makes that face where he's like, ah.
That was the world's clearest stalemate.
I think he was gonna win. I really do. Stalemate. I think Yoda could have bested him. Yoda has full, pretty much anything you could want to do as a Jedi with the Force, Yoda could do.
Including catch lightning.
And catch lightning and rebound it.
And catch these
or
hands.
Catch it and then just, like, dissipate it. He did that.
Yeah. He just caught it and let it go.
He like, knocked dudes out by, like, hitting his cane on the ground. but, yeah.
Imagine training your entire life for that.
Yeah.
Can we pause? Go ahead.
Yeah, so like you train your whole life for that just to be knocked out by
you're like the top one. You're the top two guys that are right next to the Chancellor, now Emperor.
Mm.
You're like the best of the best.
You're the best of the best.
Yeah.
You're and the guy.
And then this like 1.5 foot tall little frog comes in and throws you against a wall and you're done.
Yeah, that is it. Then you're over. But yeah, a little frog man comes in, right?
Do you think they kept their jobs after that?
No, I think they were dead.
Even if they were just knocked out.
Yeah, they did. They died.
I'm pretty sure Palpatine would have murdered them.
Yeah, for failing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think Palpatine would have lost. Right? Yoda was so beyond everybody else in the Jedi Order at that time. And any time that he's been in the Jedi Order. Which, if you, just a reminder, in the High Republic, he is still the Grand Master of the Jedi, along with some other dudes.
It was a triumvirate.
Yeah, but he was still like so well thought of, and able to project his Force power over, like through the galaxy, you know. At that time, and then you just continue to train for 250 more years, honing your Force powers. That you just basically become unbeatable. And then you die peacefully in your sleep, or as you fall asleep, and become a Force ghost, where you ridicule people for burning or trying to save books, and then
you burn the books.
And then you burn the books with presumably by summoning lightning as a Force ghost.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Yoda. Was it? What you think?
I think
my big thing here. My big thing here is Kanan was trained and highly respected by an aspect of the Force itself.
Yeah, but I mean, Yoda was borderline that anyways. Yoda was basically what was training Kanan. Right? You say that Kanan became like a Force wolf thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yoda is still he's a Force Yoda.
Do you think they ever met as wolf and ghost?
Possibly. I mean, they both were talking to Rey.
It's true. Kanan had the longest line.
Yeah, but
that's one of my arguments. Kanan had the longest line.
But
Kanan is a really beloved character.
I mean, it's just because we're tired. People are like, oh, give me something different. I mean, we've seen Yoda be the guy for years. Yoda trained Luke Skywalker.
That's true.
Yoda was on Dagobah for however long, and even if he was on there for 100 years, right? Think of how strong Luke got on his time on Dagobah. And he was there for what? a few days.
It's strongly debatable.
He was there for not nearly as long.
They don't fill the gap in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi all that much.
Wasn't 100 years.
No. Yeah. We and don't you don't strength. Know if it's Dagobah though.
But I mean it was a force planet that he meditated on.
Indeterminate planet.
Indeterminate force planet indeterminate. That he meditated on for 100 years. Yoda. It doesn't get any better than that. What do you have to say?
I feel like I can't defeat Yoda.
I would also like to point out, if he were to be moved on, he could fight Yaddle in the next Ooh. Round. So that's something that people would pay to see.
Yeah. No.
That feels like bribery.
I don't
petition
like...
to get rid of Yoda just on bribery. arrest Yoda on bribery charges.
I mean, he's addicted to drugs. you have a great.
It's a hop and a skip away.
I would say that your guy is no slouch, and there is nothing like.
I just want him to be respected.
He's respected. He's respected, but it's Yoda.
It's Yoda.
Yeah, he just and has yeah. The, if he there's has the misfortune,
they talked. Bindu talked about the other two embodiments of the Force, which are not again not the father, son, daughter. Those
are different.
It's Rebels really lent into the mystical part of the Force. And Ezra did actually meet Yoda through Vision. But anyway, Bendu called one of them the Ashla, and that's the light side of the Force. Whenever he does call them Ashla, I do kind of think of Yoda.
Yoda, man. That's what you get for meditating for 700 years.
Dude, he did constantly meditate.
He meditated all the time.
I'm pretty sure he had like one meditation room that nobody else went into.
You're not allowed. Like, it's Yoda.
It's not. I don't think they're knowing Yoda. They're allowed. They're totally allowed. He's open to them coming in there.
Would
you go in there, though? No. That's the most powerful Jedi of all time.
Yeah, you want to go in there and like sit next to Yoda as he meditates about things that are going to happen in 400 years in the future.
Yeah, and then he just kind of sits there and just like, this guy is an anxious mess next to me.
And then you go out and you get defeated by a four-armed cyborg. they steal your lightsaber and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. I would go far away. I wouldn't go even though it doesn't matter. Yoda would still sense me meditating, but it's whatever.
You ready for
the big one?
The humdinger.
You have the low seed.
Yes. This is the guy last episode that we said was a mistake for us putting him this low.
Yes.
I have Darth Vitiate or Darth Tenebrae. Or
it's not Darth, it's just Tenebrae. That's his like Tenebrae. Birth name.
It's his real name.
Yeah.
Or Valkorion, who is the son or the father of Arcann and Thexan. The Eternal Twins. The Immortal Twins.
Eternal Twins. Named after the Eternal Fleet. The Eternal Empire is also named after the Eternal Fleet.
And who is the Eternal Emperor?
Valkorion before getting possessed.
Vitiate.
Yeah. Well, after he got possessed.
Vitiate. Is, quote, an ancient dark side entity of enormous power who manipulated galactic affairs for 1500 years. By possessing various things. Originally, he was Tenebrae or whatever. Who was Tenebrae. A Sith. Sith species.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then he discovered how to transport his essence into other beings, taking along his knowledge of Sith sorcery and lightsaber duelingness along with him, just to keep getting more and more as he got around. All right. Marco Ragnos, who is on our thing. Let's all turn together. I'm sure he's out there
somewhere. Sponsored his training.
Yeah.
Marco Ragnos is fighting Anakin Skywalker in this room. I think that's next episode, actually.
Probably.
All right. Marco Ragnos was the Sith Emperor, the High Sith Emperor at that time. He gave him the name of Darth Vitiate at the age of 13.
Yeah.
13. skipped the apprentice stage. He wasn't even in the Sith Academy at that time. Skipped the apprentice stage, went straight to Darth Vitiate at the age of 13 because he was impressed by his power. Okay? Starting at the age of 6, he snapped his father's neck, his adopted father.
That doesn't make it better.
That's how we kill him?
With a thought. Yeah, he broke his neck with a thought.
He did a what?
A thought.
Are there silent syllables in that?
You know how like...
Okay.
He didn't do the hand. He just like...
Okay, he manifested his father's neck to be snapped.
Breaking without him doing anything. He was 6.
That is then,
4 years later,
the power of manifestation.
4 years later, he's 10. He confronts his real dad, who is Darth Dremoth, a Dark Lord of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drives him insane and strips him of his force.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
That's a 10-year-old?
Yes. And then, 3 years later, he becomes a Dark Lord of the Sith. He eventually becomes the Dark Lord of the Sith, the Sith Emperor. Okay. And he's a Sith magic person. What are they called?
Alchemist. Magician, whatever.
Yeah.
Magician, it changes depending on what like source you're looking at.
But he was the best in history. Okay. He was the most powerful. He knew the most spells and he knew the most ancient locked up powers.
He did the reading.
He did a lot of reading for 100 years, actually. He studied for 100 of his 1,500 years. Okay? That's where he became so strong in the Force. One of the most powerful Sith magicians.
Like the Yoda thing?
Yeah. He's kind of like Yoda, but he was alive for 1,500 years instead of 800, 900. All right.
He also failed.
Able to dominate the minds of 8,000 Sith at once. And bend them to his will, so they do whatever he wants. Basically, like a mindless army of Sith that he was in control of entirely. Alright. He used this to strip the Force from an entire planet. And that's when he became immortal. Okay. His mind power overwhelmed both Revan and Malak together. And we all know how powerful Revan is.
Temporarily.
We all know how powerful Revan is.
They both of them broke free of it.
Could conjure barriers that were strong enough to block lightsaber strikes from Arcan, our number 8 seed. He could create barriers that blocked lightsaber strikes from Arcan. That sounds like a big deal to me.
Isn't Arcan his son?
Yes.
Okay.
Arcan hated him.
I don't know anybody who doesn't
hate him. Everybody hated him.
Yeah, man. Everybody hates his Arcan was in on the today too, so it's okay.
Arcan was in on the Julius Caesaring him.
Hmm. He could summon the Force storms, like entire storms, which we've heard of before.
Huh.
And he did this. His Force storms were so strong that they defeated Revan. We all know about Revan, as I have said already. Mm-hmm. Revan's no slouch, Aaron. Am I correct?
Mm.
Revan is no slouch.
Mm.
Revan's a big deal. He was so powerful he rarely ever had to use his lightsaber. Because like I said,
Like somebody we know.
How much did Palpatine use his lightsaber?
Not much.
Once.
No, there's more than once and you know
it. Right, he fought Darth Maul.
And Savage.
And Yoda. And the other guys.
4 Jedi at once.
You want to talk about those 4 Jedi at once? You want to talk about Eeth Koth?
Eeth Koth wasn't there.
Exactly. Who the fuck are those other guys?
Eeth Koth was all setting Kit up Fisto a cult.
Or Mace Windu.
Continue, Hayden.
Anyways, he was so powerful he rarely ever had to use a lightsaber, which is normal for Sith emperors. I mean, they usually just use their power.
Sitting over here with 2 emperors.
Yeah, fighting each other. Possibly the 2 most powerful emperors ever.
Oh, definitely the 2 most powerful emperors ever.
This is fun for me.
But when he did have to use his lightsaber, he was beyond everybody else that he would have possibly had to use a lightsaber again.
So assiduous.
Yes. This is not very, an easy one.
I think whenever they were writing Darth Vitiate, I think they wrote him with Sidious in mind. They were like, we need a Sidious character.
They wanted a Sidious type character, and he fit that role.
Yeah, so they decided to make a Sidious character.
But then, on top of that, he did something that Sidious never did. He took control of thousands of Sith at the same time.
It's actually a bait.
And then...
I'm going to get into that when I talk about it.
Imbued seeds of his own power into children... And that's how you get Arcann and Thexan.
Actually, Hayden.
What? What?
Anakin didn't have a father, remember?
Yes, but...
It's heavily theorized Palpatine's cause.
That's one.
Manipulate the Force.
Vishia did that for one. Thousands of years.
He only needed one.
He did it for thousands of years.
Also, this Arcann is...
Arcann and Thexan so can are we stronger both, than Anakin.
Can we also talk... Can we also yep. talk about... He's literally chosen. Can we also talk about the fact of both...
Those guys are dying. Ridiculous.
I'm talking about these dudes being creepy. Hayden. Being very creepy. Vishy planting their seeds.
Yeah, they're weird dudes. Okay. Yeah. No, low-key, kind of rapey.
Mm, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Rapey
energy, both of them, but one of them has to win.
You have to choose the...
But you have to choose one of
you
them.
You have to choose the one that... The evil that would win in a fight.
Against each other, yes.
It's okay. It's not great.
Do you want to talk about Palpy?
Absolutely. So, as for Palpatine's biography... You know most of it. The early parts of his life is kept a heavily guarded secret, especially when during the Empire, to make himself more
ominous
and like detach him as from a human. It happens a lot in history. They tried to think of him as a god.
We as viewers know.
We as the omnipotent beings watching all of this.
Yes.
We know that Palpatine was born into a prominent family in the Palpatine family in Theed. Mm-hmm. It is kind of surprising to me, but note, by the time of the Empire, nobody knew who the Palpatines were. Not because they were dead, but because he kept them secret for apparently so long. He was taken and trained by Darth Plagueis. And Palpatine was noted to have a extreme interest in the secret hidden knowledge of the Sith and Sith alchemy and magic and all of that. And he was the foremost expert on Sith magic, again, with they're just foiling Darth Vishian from Palpatine. And he advanced while advancing through the Senate, killed Plagueis the same day that he was elected Chancellor during the Phantom Menace. After that, basically everything we know about him, you already know. He cloned himself, by the way. If you're wondering which one of Rey's parents was the clone, it was her dad.
Oh, interesting.
And it is...
Do you want to make a female clone of himself?
I guess not. Do these guys low-key racist, too? This guy didn't even want to have a daughter.
Being sexist?
Yes. Both of them were... The version of Star Wars racism and speciesism, both of them were heavily speciesist.
Oh, yeah, no, clearly.
Yeah, no. The Empire was just human, except for Grand Admiral Thrawn. So, yeah, heavily speciesist.
They still ridiculed him. Yeah, they still ridiculed him there.
Yeah.
Even though he's the smartest dude there.
Yeah. He was, like, of the smartest minds in there, he was up there with Palpatine.
Yeah.
Anyway, his power... Palpatine knows all of the lightsaber forms. The biggest one he likes to use is Form 7 whenever he does. And his go-to is to use two lightsabers, which is actually covering up a like plot hole in Revenge of the Sith where he fights one lightsaber, loses it, and then he has another lightsaber. It's also covered that plot hole up by the fact that he had like 30 just dispersed all around. But he liked fighting with two lightsabers. His powers include all of the Sith ones, prophetic visions, which he used heavily to see, to check for every contingency and see what was going to happen before it did, possession, life force absorption, which is only like the most powerful Sith can do that. And again, Vitiate being modeled off of Palpatine, Sith magic, including a illusion that was able to work on Yoda. He almost corrupted Yoda with a vision, using a dark ritual. And he was also able to make tangible fire that could actually grab people. And several other things. Those are the only two I could find in such short notice. Now, we did talk about Darth Vitiate doing... possessing so many Sith. Palpatine rise to power... Normally, if he didn't like plan for this, then they would have really.
Planner.
He's a big. The biggest strength Palpatine has is planning, which we have talked about. They do get prep time. And
this guy was also for 1,500 years. He was also a planner.
But the thing, I'll get into that in a moment. This doesn't really matter to this, but he was able to cloud 10,000 Jedi and the entire galaxy. He was able to cloud all of their judgment so that they could not feel or suspect him. The only two people who ever who felt it and instigated the talking about something's not right, like sitting in a completely quiet room, and just like, were Yoda and Mace Windu.
I feel it too.
You feel that? You feel that, like, that tingling? And even they could barely feel it and, like, couldn't tell where it was coming from. And they sat in meetings with this guy. So, outside of that, he is a, as I've stated before, he is a massive planner and is the foremost expert in Sith alchemy. And
as of his time.
He also, basically, what we're talking about, Hayden, how, please, Ryan, how long, what, like, what was the relative years? Revan was like 3,000 years before, yeah, right? Yeah, it was. Okay.
3,300 or something like that.
Yeah. So, when we're talking about their abilities to plan, Palpatine's, knowledge was his biggest power, in his planning. Palpatine has a big, the biggest advantage Palpatine has in this fight is that he came after Vitiate. One, in terms of power, the rule of two is designed so that each subsequent Sith, it becomes more powerful. Which one, the 8,000 Sith, 8,000 not very powerful Sith. And each subsequent Sith grows in power. Darth Vitiate is before the rule of two. Meaning he's before they start growing in power generation after generation. It's also stated in Rise of Skywalker that he is all the Sith, which the Sith did not believe in life after death. So this implies that he has the power of all of the Sith. As he stated, the power of whenever you kill the master, then the power of the master goes into the next one. He explained that to Rey in a really creepy way, because he's a really creepy dude.
I'm not sure.
And also a thing
you're going to say that Vitiate is inside of him, his power.
It's
because
it could be. I'm not leaning into that.
Vitiate moved outside of the Sith, so mm-hmm.
He's still
continued to gain more power after he was no longer a Sith when he became the immortal or the eternal emperor.
That's not my that is a kind of backup argument, but this is my main argument: is that Darth Vitiate had been defeated several times. The way that he was defeated as an immortal several times was that several Force users used a ritual that binded his soul and caused him to be trapped. Palpatine, as I've stated, his biggest advantage is that he came 3,000 years after all of this in a well-documented universe. So, looking back on all of this, there is no way Palpatine has not heard of Darth Vitiate. He clearly knows of him. And that means he fully knows the history of Darth Vitiate. Especially because they had the same goals. They both wanted to be to rule the entire galaxy. Darth Vitiate also did not succeed in such things.
He almost destroyed both the Jedi and the Sith.
Yes. However,
who had to fight on the same side
against him. He did destroy the Jedi.
And his army. No, he did not.
I should point out the kill count of Palpatine in one day with Order 66. There were 10,000 Jedi. Their result was 99% successful.
Well, he didn't actually kill any of those people, which is my main argument against this man.
Yes, my getting back to my argument. My argument here is he knows about Darth Vitiate. He knows the history of Darth Vitiate. And he also knows the rituals they use to bind Darth Vitiate. And he himself is the most, well, he's the greatest master of Sith magic. So my argument here is that Palpatine would basically end the fight, like right when it started. And the lightsabers wouldn't be out. Is because Vitiate has been detained and taken out of the fight before. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be killed, mm-hmm. but he would be detained. We mm-hmm. have talked about that is That is a valid way to lose the fight.
Yeah.
So Palpatine...
Do you have written down who the people are that took part in that?
No. It happened like 3 times.
But you recognize that it was a group all 3 times, right?
Yeah, but it was like Jedi. It was a group of like 3 Jedi.
Of Jedi.
Okay. Like 3 or 4 Jedi. It was a group of 3 or 4 Jedi. And Palpatine over here... is vastly more powerful than 10,000 Jedi.
No, he is not.
Except for stalemating one.
when he's only focusing on clouding himself. Mm. Yeah. But this guy took complete control of 8,000 Sith and used them to do whatever he wanted. And they had no power at all. If he really had the same amount of power, why didn't he just take over all of the Jedi's minds and then use them as a tool to do whatever he wanted? Because he could have totally done that.
Because he saw the failure of Darth Vitiate. They both wanted. It's that clear that they.
Darth Vitiate.
It's clear that both of them took over had the same goal to domination of the galaxy. Darth Vitiate, though he was a planner, he went in guns blazing pretty much, and Palpatine over here. He saw the failure in that, because Darth Vitiate never succeeded. He wanted to be God, and he wanted to be the Emperor of the entire galaxy. He succeeded in neither.
Palpatine didn't either.
Palpatine was the Emperor of the entire galaxy.
No, he was not. There were still rebellion planets.
It does not mean you're not Emperor.
There were still rebellion planets. He was not. All right. He probably reached the same amount of percentage of the galaxy under his control as Vitiate did.
No.
Yes.
He
did not destroy the Jedi.
When we talked about Vitiate, there were enough Jedi left to fight a war against him. There were 200 Jedi left after Order 66, which is not all, but it's more Jedi dead than that. The biggest thing, Palpatine saw that the guns blazing thing didn't really work for Vitiate in the end. Vitiate never claimed the whole galaxy. He never had rule over the whole galaxy. Palpatine did, and
he did not entirely.
Just because there is rebellion does not mean you do not hold emperor.
He was not in control of some of those planets.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was not.
He never reached total 100% control of the universe.
Hayden, whenever you hold territory and you are claimed as the emperor, just because there's a rebellion there. Does not mean you're emperor.
He was not.
If we are ever talking about kings and emperors, none of them would be kings and emperors if that was the case.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes. Mm.
So Aaron has given a reason and a how to how Palpatine would defeat Vitiate. So what is your reason with Vitiate's powers and everything that he would be able to defeat?
So my thing is that Vitiate has successfully killed somebody who had powers while not asleep. Has Palpatine been able to kill somebody one-on-one in a battle?
Two-on-one.
Who?
Savage Opress.
Savage Opress? You're really going with Savage Opress?
You're not among you're not, many okay. other things.
Vitiate, as a 10-year-old, 10 years old, stripped the Force from a Dark Lord of the Sith and drove him insane. He avatared his own dad.
I do want to point out once again, it's pre-Rule of Two. The Sith are not as powerful
but
as
they were. But he still did it.
But to a less powerful
He still being. Did it. Yes?
Yes.
Palpatine only killed his master while he was asleep. And he did not kill another powerful Force user, unless they were asleep.
The main
because Savage Opress does not count.
Yes, he does.
As a powerful Force user?
Yes.
No.
Dude,
no.
He defeated Anakin and Obi-Wan at the same time.
He's a powerful Force user. He is not a powerful Force user.
The big reason that Palpatine did not kill anybody, unless it was absolutely needed, is because it wasn't advantageous. And why would he risk it?
Vitiate is not asleep.
Big thing here is Palpatine does know Vitiate has the disadvantage of not knowing who Palpatine is. Except for the time when they're preparing for this fight. Vitiate's learning of Palpatine for the first time. Mm-hmm. Palpatine clearly knows of Vitiate. His entire personality is based on Vitiate, but I want to win.
And he didn't.
And he did.
He did not. He did not.
And as also stated, through the rule of Sith, he was made to be more powerful than Darth Vitiate through the succession and culminated power of the Sith.
If you want to look at it like this, Darth Vitiate has so much power within him that he created Arcann and Thexen. Those two people are both independently as strong or stronger than Anakin Skywalker.
The big question is, why would Palpatine need to?
I don't know. Why did he?
He made one because that's all he needed. He made Anakin Skywalker because he needed one apprentice.
His plan was different than Vitiate's. Yes, that is true. Vitiate had an entire empire to run. He did not.
I think you have that backwards.
He had to make his empire.
I think you've made that backwards.
He had the Eternal Empire.
These two
were basically his field generals.
The Eternal Empire. I feel like you're being misleading. The Eternal Empire was like a small group. They're kind of like a First Order. They originated a small group and had the spread militarily. That's why I'm saying that Vitiate did not hold the entire galaxy, because he did not hold territory of the entire galaxy. The Republic was still there by the end of it, and the Sith Empire was still there by the end of it.
Yes, but they had to work together to defeat them.
Yes, but he did not hold the entire galaxy.
He only had one enemy fighting.
Except he was manipulating that enemy.
But he only had one enemy fighting him.
He was that enemy. He was that himself. He was himself.
Of an empire fighting two different enemies that are the Jedi and Republic and the Sith Empire. Those are two big time guys who have been fighting each other for thousands of years, put aside their differences because they recognize that this dude, with these two people who he made with his power, seeds of his little power, were such a big threat that they recognized that they would be annihilated independently, so they had to work together.
So you're saying he made too big of a show of himself?
No, I'm saying that he deserved
to get yoinked.
No. These guys do.
I have a question, and I'm sorry if it was brought up earlier and I just didn't hear it, but can both of them force project like Luke, or...
Neither of them have done. Sidious can be the voice of the devil, basically. I think Luke's the only one that's ever tried, really. I don't think either one of them ever tried. Palpatine did talk to Kylo Ren for decades. And he was able to disguise his voice. He was able to reach out to Ezra several times. He's able to exert his influence, and through his clouding, through his telepathic clouding, and through his telepathic communication, he's able to exert that influence across light years. He had a built-in comm link with their minds with Vader, like Professor X, basically. That's the closest I can get to an example.
Would it surprise you that Vitiate had the same thing?
Speaking to their apprentices.
They're very similar.
Yes.
They're extremely similar. But my thing is that Vitiate actually killed people in combat. Mm-hmm. Palpatine did not.
Palpatine never needed combat, to.
But he could have. He very well could have. He just didn't.
That is also misleading as well, because Savage Opress, we have talked about, is extremely powerful, and he killed him easily while laughing the entire time. Like the Joker. We should also talk about those three Jedi that he killed within 10 seconds. He also went onto a planet.
Those guys?
While staying secret and trying to keep the Sith under wraps, murdered dozens upon dozens as if it was nothing. It's not that, but he was being completely overt with it. The big thing here is my argument To basically summarize what I'm saying is, yes, they are very similar. They are extremely similar. They're based on each other. Outside of canon, Vitiate was based on Palpatine. And inside of canon, Palpatine probably modeled himself after Vitiate. That being said, if we're talking about going into this fight, both these big planners and all that, who just had different styles, Vitiate was very open about it. Palpatine was very hidden about everything that he did. Didn't fight unless he absolutely had to, and when he fought, he wrecked shop. Palpatine, once again, clearly knows about Vitiate. And he knows the rituals that bounded Vitiate and kept him out of the fight. Oh. And he's all, through the rule of two, he's also more powerful. Okay. Technically.
I have a question.
Yes.
What was the ending of Vitiate? Like, how did he come to...
Actually, it was actually quite similarly to Palpatine. Yeah. All of the ghosts of everybody he wronged came together to help Satele Shan kill him. Which, saying it like that, makes it sound exactly like The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. They died very soon.
Yeah.
And this is my final part, because we need to wrap this up. This is a long as hell episode.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit. All right. This is my final part here. This is true for anything. This is true for you at home. Reading about somebody, meeting somebody in person, are not the same thing. They're not the same thing, and you know
that. You said reading about somebody and what?
And meeting somebody.
Yes. Vitiate has done neither. Vitiate is going into this fight, going into the preparatory period enormous blind. Enormous power? So does Palpatine.
100 years of power. You saw where he started when he was 6.
Palpatine had unlimited power.
100 years later.
Unlimited
power. Of just gaining power for 1500 years.
Palpatine didn't need to do that. He did it through the rule of two. Also, I should mention, if you want, mentioning power, while their guards were up, and, like, they're, like, we talked about, like, whenever their guards are up, it's kind of, like, not official, but, like, their fort, they have, like, a force aura blocking and stuff like that. While they had their force aura active, Palpatine was able to easily overwhelm Darth Vader on several occasions to, like, put him in his place. Rey and Ben, when they were together and aligned as a dyad, and both of them together, and then you absorbed their life. Darth Maul. Possibly Savage. Dooku on several occasions. And Yoda. It's hard to see. Since he's such a big planner, it's hard to see his force powers because he doesn't use them overtly again. But he uses them for preparation. And I've already stated a clear way he can win because he knows how to beat Vitiate.
1500 years. You said that Vitiate died with the help of Satele Shan, who is mad powerful. Yeah. Mad powerful.
Rey's mad powerful.
Satele Shan plus everybody that he had wronged. What's the difference between the amount of people that Vitiate has wronged and the amount of people that Palpatine has wronged? What is the difference?
Not much, actually.
1500 years of difference. That is both Sith and Jedi. Not just Jedi. That's Sith and Jedi. And his sons. And the current Jedi Grandmaster. All had to combine to finally fucking kill this dude.
Also, when talking about the people going against Palpatine... almost all of them are on this list, for one. And also, for if you talk, you're really leaning in heavily to the amount of time that he existed in the universe.
With time comes learning.
Does it?
Yes.
Especially not when you're being trapped to a rock. So yeah, during 1500 years, I mean, he can culminate power, but Palpatine got it by default through the rule of two. Got it by default.
Wait, then you're saying, that Plagueis had this power.
Technically. Did Plagueis know what to do with this power? No.
Does Palpatine know what to do with this power?
Obviously. The man controlled the galaxy.
Listen carefully, okay? You said he did not have to do this power because he just didn't have to. He didn't have to gain the power. You said Palpatine didn't have to gain the power.
No, I said he did gain the power, but he didn't have to spend 1,500 years to do it.
Vitiate did.
Cool. It took him 1,500 years to do it. To
get as powerful as he is, where it took 1,500 years of wronged Jedi and Sith and Immortal Empire soldiers and their Jedi or their force wielding like field generals and the current Jedi Grandmaster just to kill the dude. Finally, Palpatine didn't spend 1,500 years getting all that power. Because he didn't have to.
Through the role of two, he didn't. That just
plain means that he did it.
No, it does not.
He didn't get the power.
It does not.
He
didn't
spend the 1,500 years getting the power. He didn't get the power.
Dude, what you're saying is like if I gave you $1,
was only
if you save $1 per day for 1,500 years, then you'll have a certain amount of money. If you get all of the money right then you have the same amount of money.
Vitiate was not a Sith for 1,500 years. He was a Sith for a couple hundred, and then he kept gaining power for the next 1,200 years. He didn't get that power. Palpatine doesn't get the 1,200 years of power. He only gets the 300 years of power. He doesn't get all of the power that he gained when he was the Eternal Emperor. He doesn't. That's all that power is Vitiate's, not Palpatine's. Okay.
The Sith pass on the dark side power of their predecessors, yes. Including the 1,500 years.
No, he wasn't a Sith. All of what he learned in that 1,200 years doesn't go to the Sith.
Okay,
it is his.
I have a question.
Yes.
How did Darth Vader defeat Palpatine again?
He like betrayed him while he was distracted, killing Luke, and torturing Luke, and then threw him down the thing, and then was disintegrated. But he was able to. His consciousness was passed on to several clones.
Okay. Yeah.
Once again, the big thing here, Hayden's argument kind of just doesn't really. I don't want to say it doesn't matter because it does matter, but it's not really relevant to the fact that Palpatine knows Vitiate's, and he lived for 1,500 years. Palpatine knows all 1,500 of them. He knows Vitiate's life from after the fact. We've stated that he is as powerful, and it's likely through the role of two that he is more powerful. He knows exactly how to defeat Vitiate. Vitiate does not know how to defeat Palpatine.
But you've also said that Vitiate has been defeated multiple times.
Yes.
Using the same stuff. Right?
Using the...
The point is that Vitiate knows how he was defeated, does he not?
Yeah, and he never stopped it.
But he knows how he was defeated.
Though Vitiate knew about how he was defeated, they still did it several times and he never was able to stop it. But he could
conceivably now... do something different. Put up a freaking force wall that, like, something like to what you can put up against lightsabers, which he can do that, Palpatine cannot.
Palpatine never had to, Hayden.
He could. He could have, but he didn't.
Yeah, Palpatine
he could
have.
Did he? No.
Hayden, you're basically saying, like, so Vitiate's had this happen to him several times, and he has not changed. He has not changed the outcome. But your argument is also making an argument off of something you have no idea about. Because Vitiate, yeah, he this in time, this can be the one. I'm gonna do it this day. Anybody that says that never does it. But it's like trying to. It's something that like it's happened several times. Each of those times, he could have changed it. Did he? No, he didn't change anything. He just kept going at it the same way. Could he change it this time? He could. Will he? He hasn't done it before. All signs indicate he won't.
Each time that he's done it, he was fighting somebody different, so he wouldn't. Why would you expect them to know?
He's fighting somebody different now.
He should know that this guy knows, because he gets the same information to pre-prepare that Palpatine does.
But does his arrogance lead to him learning it?
He gets the pre-information to know that Palpatine knows.
Yes, he gets
about
like
him.
He gets like he gets the pre-information, but that's all he has. Palpatine spent his entire life knowing about Vitiate. And learning about Vitiate. And Palpatine is very, spent a lot of time looking into the weaknesses and what caused the Sith to fail, including Darth Vishyut.
Victoria.
Yes.
Do you have some like final word so we can go eat some food?
It was so hard.
You don't say. Oh. We haven't had a good argument like this in a while.
Like, I had a conclusion, but then you, like, disproved my conclusion. So now I'm just here trying to revamp my... Just yell at each other more.
I don't want to yell at him anymore. I want to go...
should we do, like, a summary of our thing?
No, we've already... No.
The closing statements.
We've already done that.
Palpatine has a clear way of doing this. He is clearly prepared for this.
Stronger than he is.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
Dude, you have no proof of that. Okay. If you do look on the internet.
I'm just gonna come.
The internet says Palpatine's more powerful.
I'm just gonna come to a conclusion of things. And I'm just gonna say that Vishyut wins.
Why? Yes. How would he win?
Because the only reasoning that I can come to as to why Vishyut wins, and it's not because I didn't go over this in my head multiple times, and I totally 100% can see your argument on why Palpatine could potentially win, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it takes more people to defeat Vishyut than it does Palpatine. That's my only thing.
But that's also untrue because Rey was backed by all of the Jedi.
I'm not talking about that one because that one is the reason why it took me so long to come to a conclusion, because both of their endings take a lot of people.
Then you also have to invalidate Darth Vishyut's.
No,
because when Darth Vishyut is defeated, it takes a group of Jedi. But when Palpatine was defeated by Darth Vader, that's one person.
But Darth Vader is more powerful than that group of Jedi. It's like a group of three or four Jedi. Darth Vader is more powerful than that group of Jedi.
I do understand that, but it's still like it's one person defeating him versus...
One person who's more powerful than them and could beat them.
Okay.
He's more skilled and more powerful than
that. Okay, but like, do you understand? I cannot come to any other conclusion because the ending of both of them is the same. The beginning of both of them is the same. And all of the other in between is the same. So I totally 100% see where you're coming from on it being like they're like, he is more powerful than they are. But at the same time, the way that they defeat Vishyut is more powerful than how Darth Vader defeated Palpatine.
It's not, though.
It is. He just chucked him off a thing. And not to make it sound, like, rude, but he did betray him. But that's also, he distracted him. And then he, like, threw him over the side of the thing. They didn't distract him. They had to, like, come together and, like do a whole bunch of things to get him to like come to a standstill.
They did a ritual that Palpatine clearly knows about.
Yes, but that
clearly would know how to do.
Palpatine can do it on his own
because he's clearly done stuff like that on his own.
But that argument doesn't work either.
We do know who the Jedi were,
guys.
They are named. I just can't remember them,
guys. That argument doesn't work either because yes, Palpatine could do the ritual and he could be strong enough to do the ritual. Okay, but also you did also say that Vishyut could, even though he hasn't in the past, he could do something to stop the ritual from happening.
And why would he?
Just because we don't know if he would doesn't mean that he couldn't. We said that he could, though, right?
Past history has no indication that he would even be anywhere near successful.
But could he not at all?
There is a 1% chance of that happening.
But even that 1% chance means that he could.
There's a 99% chance that he doesn't able to do it. He's not able to do it.
What do you want?
We can continue this off air. We're close to 2 hours. I think we should end it. Who do we have next week, Aaron?
No one cares.
Next week, we have Darth Nihilus versus Luminar Unduli, Darth Vader versus Asajj Ventress, Anakin Skywalker versus Mark Arachnos, and Arcann versus Sabine Wren.
I think it's going to be easier next week.
Probably.
Yes.
All right. Well, Well, we'll see you guys next week. We have some conversating to do off air.
I don't want to talk anymore.
That's the most you've talked on this podcast, I believe. How does it feel?
No. Just end the thing.
I also, special announcement to the both of you. Since Luke won, I will not be representing him next time. Aaron, you will also not be representing him next time.
Okay.
We will have a special guest.
Oh.
Come on here to represent Luke.
Okay. That's cool.
Nice.
Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.